We are back here on the School News Podcast on NPS Voices and Jazz 88, and it is once again time for our monthly conversation with the Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams. And Dr. Sales Adams, good to talk with you again. Always enjoy these monthly chats, and we've got a lot to get to, a lot of really exciting things happening at Minneapolis Public Schools and a lot of topics to get to. First off, how are you? It's been about a month since the last time we talked. How have things been?
I'm doing well and things are going good. Thank you for that question, and it's really good to see you as well. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's been a busy week. We have our spring drive going on at Jazz 88, and so we're in fundraising mode, and it's been busy, but we're very appreciative of everyone who has donated and supported Jazz 88 during this time. So lots to get into here. We had a return to in-person learning for students after spring break. Last time we talked, we were sort of previewing spring break coming up, and now that time has come and passed, and now students are back to in-person learning. And how has that gone so far?
Really good. It's really, really good to have all of our children back from online learning as a response to Operation Metro Surge. So I had a chance actually yesterday to be in schools, visited many schools, and children were engaged. Teachers were happy with their instruction, and a lot of learning is occurring, and the climate felt really good.
I know the transition back for kids can be a little challenging if the ones who were doing distance learning for an extended period of time. I know that transition can be a little tricky. What do you think about, you know, the way the students have been able to sort of return back to that mode, to being back in person and sort of readjusting to being actually in the classroom again?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So as you had talked about last month, we were getting ready to welcome children back. So I just want our listeners to know that we have both academic and emotional supports in place to help our students if they are experiencing fear, anxiety, or any type of loss. For parents out there and caregivers, please do not hesitate to reach out to your school social worker, teacher, or principal if you think that your student needs more. We stand at the ready to serve our students and support our families.
And now time for an update on the budget. I know this is obviously a topic that you have been very busy navigating through, and so much happening on that front with Minneapolis Public Schools. What's the latest you can give us on the status of the budget?
So the status is we are nearing the end of the budget process for the 26-27 school year. And as people have probably heard, our district is grappling with a significant budget gap. Like many districts across the state and country, anytime you turn on the news or read the newspaper, there are other districts that are in similar situations as we are. I do want to share that Minneapolis Public Schools is working really hard to be as transparent as possible on how we're closing the budget gap while we maintain an excellent student experience for all of our learners in Minneapolis Public Schools. One thing to note, Manny, we just launched a new transparency tool on our budget website. So I'm inviting everyone to visit that website. And if you want to, the web link is budget.mpsschools.org. And this website provides a lot of detailed information about individual schools, department budgets, and enrollment projections. For both schools and departments, we worked really hard to make this more accessible. So you can access that information from your computer or your cell phone, and it can be translated into multiple languages.
And we know that, you know, sharing the information, you know, all that information being out there, it doesn't really change the difficult decisions that have to be made, right? You know, we're in this situation. I know it makes it very challenging to navigate through all of this, but you know, our thoughts are with everybody who is being impacted with these changes in the budget and everything. So obviously check that out, budget.mpschools.org. And I know there's something else you want to talk about with the budget too. There's the in-person community meetings that happened. What can you tell us about that as well?
Yeah, so we finished our final public meeting, which was last week at Camden High School. And it allowed us to hear different voices from our community, and it's been really helpful. We had a really good turnout. The next steps in this process now include sharing feedback with the school board so it can be considered before any decisions are made regarding the future of the district. We are letting families know. We want them for sure to fill out the budget survey. And it also relates to school transformation. And we want people to fill that out. We are looking at April 30th as the date where we're trying to collect as much information as possible. So for our listeners, if you are a caregiver or a parent, we do encourage you and to encourage other caregivers and parents to fill out that survey.
Dr. Lisa Sales-Adams is our guest here for our listening audience on mpsvoices.com here on the School News Podcast. And okay, this Check It Out Chess Tournament that just happened last weekend at Ann Watton Middle School. I did a little promo for it that ran on Jazz 88 for a little while. And really cool thing. I know it's something that's been going on annually for a number of years, but what more can you share with us about the event this past weekend?
Well, thank you for the advertising. It helped. We drew more than 200 would-be chess masters.
Awesome.
In a day of friendly competition, so I want you to know that. Our students competed as part of their school teams with both individual and team trophies awarded in three grade divisions. So kindergarten through third grade, fourth through sixth grade, and seventh through 12th grade. So let me share some outcomes of that day. In the kindergarten through third grade division, the individual winner was Ryan Long of Armitage. Armitage also took the title team. In the grades 4 through 6 division, Ivor Crone of Justice Page was the individual winner, and Justice Page was also the team winner. And then for grades 7 through 12, Jasper Leopold of Justice Page, yay Justice Page, took the individual title, and Justice Page also took the team title in this division.
That is so awesome. Congratulations to the winners and the schools who won the team competitions, and really congratulations to everyone who showed up on that day and participated in that. That's really cool that youths get to go out and compete friendly competition in the game of chess. I know how to play chess, but I'm pretty sure all of those kids would probably beat me in a quick game of chess as well. Just a couple more items here for Dr. Lisa Sales-Adams, Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. What more can you tell us about the Minnesota History Day competition?
Well, nearly 350 Minneapolis Public Schools middle school and high school students competed in the District Minnesota History Day contest, which took place last month on March 14th. There were 119 students representing 75 projects who are advancing to the state competition on April 19th. The projects were presented as exhibits, performances, websites, documentaries, podcasts, and research papers. So just think about the creativity and sharing that information. We do want to congratulate all participants and best of luck to those who advanced to state.
And we also have a centennial celebration coming up for Emerson Dual Language School coming up in May, celebrating 100 years. How about that?
Yeah, centennials are always my favorite. So Emerson Dual Language School is celebrating its centennial on Friday, May 29th. So please mark your calendars. We invite you to stop by Emerson from 5 to 7 p.m. to enjoy food, games, presentations, being in community, and more. And did you know, here's some fun facts about Emerson. So Emerson is the oldest Spanish immersion program in the entire state of Minnesota. All of Emerson's staff are bilingual. Our students are taught 90% in Spanish and 10% in English starting in kindergarten. And then English rises to 60% by fifth grade, and students from all over the city can enroll in Emerson. One thing I want to share is we invite you to share your memories and stories and photos from your time at Emerson whenever you had an opportunity to attend the school. Go to Emerson Dual Language School's website, and there's a link to do that.
Awesome. Congratulations to Emerson on celebrating 100 years. So that's May 29th, celebrating their centennial, 100 years for Emerson Dual Language School. Okay, just a couple more items for you, Dr. Sales-Adams. Some important dates to remember coming up over the next few weeks. What can you share with us on that front?
So we are celebrating both Volunteer Appreciation Month and National Autism Acceptance Month this month, April. A belated thank you to our devoted and hardworking assistant principals. National Assistant Principals Week was April 6th through the 10th. And then National Volunteer Appreciation Week is April 19th through the 25th. A heartfelt thank you to the corporations, organizations, and people just like you who help make our students' experience the best they can be. A few more to share. Our after school Professionals Appreciation Week is also next week. So a big thank you to our after school professionals who keep the care going after the bell rings. And also one last shout out to the people who make MPS tick. It's the Administrative Professionals Day on April 22nd, which is coming up.
Fantastic. Dr. Sales Adams, I love talking with you every month. Love getting all the latest happening around Minneapolis Public Schools. And great to talk to you yet again. And we'll do it again next month. How's that sound?
Sounds good. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
You as well.